Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're looking for a short, Jewish-looking guy. Daniel Craig could actually play Putin. I mean, maybe he's too short for that. One of you, yes, he is short, Leslie, but that's not the only criteria. One of you actually suggested Nick Rabinowitz. You know, the whole comedian. I think that could work. Good morning, Nick Rabinowitz. What do you think about being offered the role of the lead role in Zelensky, No Time for Jokes?
Zelensky, the musical. Is that the one where he tickles the ivories with his balls of steel?
It could be, if that's your thing, if that's one of the conditions in which you'd play the role, then perhaps we could look at it. But how does it feel to be nominated by Chai FM listeners to play the lead role in Zelensky, No Time for Jokes?
Howie, I'm deeply honored that you guys are considering me for the role. I'm almost speechless.
Almost.
Yeah.
Are you short, Nick?
Well, as I said to you on my voice notes, I've actually grown during the pandemic.
Oh, very nice.
What happened was the hair transplant doctor, Dr. Larry Gershowitz, mm-hmm. actually gave me a transplant, and I'm now unexpectedly taller as a result.
Very
so
nice.
I'm clocking in at 5'11".
Ooh, that's a problem though for Zelensky. Although
how tall is Zelensky?
I don't know. He seems like a short Jewish guy, Nick. I don't know.
Yeah.
He looks like that short Jewish guy that you sit next to at shul sometimes. Doesn't greet particularly, you know. But suddenly he's everybody's hero. You know that guy?
Yeah. Tells you to be quiet. You just walked in front of the rabbi when he was. You can't walk in front of the rabbi's.
Mm.
Giving his drosh, you got to walk left and you got to face the rabbi as you walk away from him towards the bima and then walk down backwards off the bima. Please remember next time. That guy.
Yes, that's the one. So that is Zelensky. The other thing is, it's also hard to tell because you've gone from a stand-up comedian and you told me to a sit-down comedian during COVID, so it is more difficult.
And also, I also feel kind of resentful towards this guy.
Why is
right
that?
Now. Because this is a 44-year-old Jewish comedian who is now the hero of the free world, and I have to think about my life choices, Howie. Like, well, what am I?
Yeah.
How does that reflect on this 44-year-old Jewish comedian?
It's true. And I would imagine the Jewish mother saying, you know, why, you know, look at that comedian, that Jewish comedian, what happened to you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But in my defense, just this morning, you know what, Howie, I thought about this one, and I had to deal with my screaming 3-year-old.
Right.
Who wanted a sussy now, before, as I was taking her brother's, "Better on a sussy now!" And, okay, well, I'm also standing up to tyrants, but in my own way.
And you know, and one's probably more vicious in a way.
Yeah.
And more determined. And
yeah,
less,
more manipulative.
And less open to reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're about the same, actually.
Were there any other...
I'm interested to know if there were any other options for the title of the movie. Is that the working title? Were there other suggestions?
That's just a working title. I didn't really open it up to other suggestions because I liked it. Zelensky and then No Time for Jokes. But we are open. Well, have you got other ideas?
Well, I don't know. It reminded me of the story of my conception, but I don't know if I can talk about that on air.
Well, kids are out the car, so you can tell us. Keep it relatively clean.
Do you remember, I mean, you might have also been conceived if your parents were using the rhythm method. Do you remember the rhythm method that they used in the 70s?
Right.
It was a sort of, an inconsistent and unreliable form of contraception.
Right, which is why you're here today.
Yeah. So I was thinking of the title, Once You Put In, Too Late to Put Out.
Right. You know what? I think we're going to go. I don't want to offend you, Nick, but I think we're going to go. I think we're going to go with ours. All right. Look, our people will get back to your people, and we'll talk about some details. Nick, before I let you go, you've got a show coming up.
I have a show. This is the first show I've done in Joburg in 2 years.
Wow.
So it's very exciting to be back at the Theatre on the Square in Sandton.
Yeah, and that's cool.
Quite soon, actually, from the 16th to the 26th of March, Howie, I will be there doing my show, which is called Nick Rabinovitz Is Over It.
All right. Well, I like that. And where do we get tickets?
Umpy tickets.
Well, there we go. It's as simple as that. Nick Rabinovitz, thank you.
If you know Daphne personally, you can actually phone her directly on her cell and just say, are there any discounts? I'm happy to pay.
Yes, but I want the best. The best.
There is actually a promo running until the 6th of March. You can get 20% off IFM listeners.
Unbelievable.
Unreal.
It's almost too good to be true.
Slava Ukraine!
Nick Rabinovitz, it is 8:15. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM.